Good morning. Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing today? Happy Tuesday. And welcome back to my podcast, Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. And I do appreciate everyone tuning in today. Today, we're going to do something a little different. We have started on season three, and we're doing episode two. And we're going to go ahead and get started on Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. A thought for today. Having even one small positive thought can change the rest of your day for the better. If you've listened to my podcast before, you know I speak on mindset, affirmations, and positivity. And I tell you all the time, in order to create a positive mindset, which is a growth mindset, you're going to have to let go of a lot of your fixed ways that you are used to dealing with. And remember, I told you, if you ever get a negative thought in your mind, to quickly snap up a finger, change it to a positive thought, and watch how your life changes thereafter. A lot of times we do tend to stay in the negative, unknowingly, not really paying attention as to what's going on, and also the people around us. Whenever you are around negative people, it seems to bring your whole mood down, your whole disposition, everything about you, your whole day tends to be negative. That's why I tell you to get up first thing in the morning, do your morning prayer, your meditation. Start your day off on a positive note, because what you do first thing in the morning sets the tone for the rest of your day. Don't get on your phone, answer your phone. Don't look at emails. Don't look at social media. Don't even look at the news. Start your day on a positive note. Start your day off with prayer. Start your day off with meditation. Start your day off with positive daily affirmations. Then after you get through with your list of affirmations and positive affirmations as well as your meditation, then you go ahead and start looking into other things such as business. But usually the first 2 hours sets the tone for your day. So if you can get up early. Try to get up at least 30 minutes early. I try to get up at 6. It's been a little moved around since I've moved. I have to change it around everything I'm doing, because I'm also having grandkids at the same time. So I have to get back on my schedule. So don't let your schedule go too long. That's how I am able to make sure these podcasts are done. I know I have not been regular on the 8 o'clock in the morning this week because of me getting everything taken care of and staying up late. I say no excuses, but it is an excuse because I could do a little bit more, but I can't control my grandchildren. They're going to get up when they get ready, and I usually get up at 6 o'clock, and my husband goes out on, you know, the ranch and stuff, so I'm helping him out. That's something I wasn't doing before, so I am writing down a schedule to get everything together so that I can have all these podcasts for you as usual, like I had before, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. on the dot. And we will be back on schedule come tomorrow. But like I like to say, never, always late than never. No, better late than never. Sorry about that. It may be late, but it's here. But I understand you all have your times where you're going in and doing what you have to do in the morning. And listening to a podcast at 8 o'clock in the morning could be one of your morning meditations or morning relaxations. And that's why I am getting this together, to make sure that you will continuously have your morning podcast, meditation, and prayer. At least my podcast at 8 o'clock every morning. So don't forget, the first 2 hours of the day sets the tone for your day. Do not allow any negativity to come to you in your mind or from anyone else. You and you alone control what happens in your life, especially the first 2 hours of your morning. So make it a point, first 2 hours, don't look at social media. Don't look at the news. Don't get on your phone. Don't start talking. Spend 2 hours doing something positive first thing in the morning. The first 2 hours. and watch how your day will change. When you do something continuously for at least 21 days, that becomes a habit. So try using this today, starting tomorrow morning. Better late than never. Or if you would like to start it in the beginning of the week, next week, the beginning, because it's the beginning of a new month. Start from day one of July 1st all the way through the 21st of July of doing the same thing continuously every day. And it becomes a habit, and watch how your life will change. Thank you so much for tuning in for Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover. I have thoroughly enjoyed you. And I will be seeing you back again tomorrow for our regular scheduled time, 8 a.m. for another episode of Creating a Mindset for Success. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.